Most folks thought surf music was a passing fad when it came along in the 1960s, but then they probably thought that about surfing, too, and we know how that ended up. Today, the twangy instrumental rock and roll, pioneered by Dick Dale, the Ventures, and a bunch of California bands, lives on in Hawaii in the form of Men in Gray Suits, which might best be described as a new generation surf band. Robin Henley Jr., guitarist and guiding spirit, is on hand to tell us about it. Good morning, Robin.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is this stuff came about long before you were born, right?
It did, and I have to admit, I was not a surf music fan until the early 90s. I saw a film called Pulp Fiction, and I think that's probably the first time I really paid attention to that type of music.
Yeah, didn't he use Pipeline or one of those tunes right at the beginning, right?
He did use a good handful of classics, and that's kind of what piqued my interest.
And the beat had an immediate, certainly works well with film, yeah. And it goes well particularly with surfing film.
It sure does, yeah. I mean, a lot of the James Bond soundtracks have a kind of a surfy vibe.
And you don't want a guitar to get that fat, distorted sound. You want twang, 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 right?
And reverb.
Lots of reverb, which is, how would we describe reverb? This is the spring reverb you get on a Fender amp, and it's kind of like sends the sound into this tin bucket, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if we break it down technically, it's your guitar's sound going through an actual spring inside the amp,
right?
And somehow Leo Fender turned that into this glorious sound that, you know, without that, I don't think we'd have the surf sound.
Yeah. Well, how do you make it contemporary? You know, how do you keep from just sort of playing Pipeline over and over again?
I think it was by accident. I mean, we intended the band to be a traditional surf band, and it kind of went into outer space a little bit. If you listen to the record, it's a little bit all over the place. But it stays kind of rooted in surf music.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the soundtracks from strange films that we all grew up, you know, watching in the 80s.
Strong science fiction bent, right?
Yeah, science fiction for sure.
Because your album is called Return of the Snidarians? How do you say that?
It's pronounced Nidarians.
The C is silent, I see.
Yeah, I have a background actually in marine science, so that's a little nerd term from marine science. It's the family, the Cnidarians are the jellyfishes and the sea anemones and all their ilk.
Uh-huh. And they're coming back, or they do in the...
I think we just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like an alien species that may come back in a science fiction film.
It definitely got me. But when you write songs for this in the genre, are you sort of... Is it almost like are you picturing something? Is there a soundtrack going on?
Oh gosh, sometimes this record is extremely random. I mean, it's sort of schizophrenic in a way. So I can't really pinpoint one source of inspiration. A lot of it came about in the studio, actually, written in the studio, just us hanging out and making different sounds and playing different riffs on our guitars, and kind of evolved from there.
This, when you hit on a sound that you say this is a keeper, it's for this kind of music, as you say, reverb is part of it.
Sure,
but yeah, gotta have reverb. Are things that kind of trigger you to say, okay, now I've got the sound I want?
Well, for certain tunes, it's if you start moving your pelvis in certain ways or bobbing the head, that's a good indicator of, oh, maybe we should flesh this tune out and turn it into something.
Yeah. Because if you're not bobbing your head, then there's something seriously missing, right?
Yeah. Then you glare at the drummer.
Well, it's important to always have someone to blame, right?
Oh, of course.
Do you do any, are there any vocals? Is it all instrumental?
It's all instrumental. Yeah, we've tinkered with the idea of singing, but I think also one of the reasons we're all in a surf band is because none of us are incredibly gifted singers. So, maybe guitars is we can use guitars as our voice.
How's it go over live?
It usually goes over great. I mean, especially in Waikiki, we always something with the Canadians and the Australians, where a lot of them they just love it, and I think in Japan there's a a surf following, so a lot of the Japanese tourists would get really excited when we played Waikiki. It's always fun to see people perk up, and you know, when they hear something from their past or their childhood, and they get kind of emotional, and it's like, oh, well, you know, they were listening to that when they were young, and you know, I wasn't even born, but now we're bringing it back to them. It's kind of fun.
You know, I think that in some ways the music that really stays with you most strongly throughout life is that stuff that you loved when you were 16 and 18.
Yeah, memories.
Is that way for you?
Yeah. So for me, it's Nirvana, and that which actually you can probably hear a little bit of that influence mixed in with the surf sounds on our record. I think the fact that, you know, a few of us in the band are younger and didn't actually grow up listening to surf. We grew up listening to other music. Helped the record be a little bit more, you know.
Not necessarily a museum piece. Yeah?
Exactly, yeah. It's a little different. You know, it's not straight surf all the way through. And I think that's interesting. I think I like the way it came out better.
Do you all have a pretty good familiarity with, you know, Ventures, Dick Dale, early 60s surf rock?
Now I do. Now we do, but not necessarily before, yeah.
So you were sort of drawn in by the few tunes that you'd heard, yeah?
Yeah, that sound, that overall sound that, you know, a lot of surf music has is very interesting to us.
Because one of the things that the surf artists did was they took melodies from all over. I mean, the Hawaii Five-O theme, music themes.
Sure.
We heard a surf version of Hava Nagila a few days ago on the show.
It's all fair game for surf music. The Ventures were famous for taking any song they could find, and they would just make the most killer surf song out of it.
One of the things that a lot of bands would do was find a song in the public domain so they didn't have to pay anybody royalties, right? Yeah.
Sure.
So you could take, you know, On Top of Old Smoky and make a surf tune out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have lawyers for that, but I guess if you can figure out what's public domain, then
off you go.
Off you go.
Thanks a lot, Robert, for coming in.
Oh, thanks. It's amazing to be here. This is the station that's on, you know, on my dial every time I'm in the vehicle driving.
Good to hear. So good to hear.
Love you guys.
Robin Henley Jr. is the guitarist for Men in Gray Suits, whose latest CD is called Return of the Nidarians. And you can learn more about them, the Nidarians, that is, and the band, on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.